It's time to get your news on. We are VK1 WIA.
Hey, it certainly is the national news for week commencing August 18, 2024. And this week, WIA Director Chris, VK3FY, Alara Contest Manager Leslie, VK5LOL, with a timely reminder of the upcoming Alara Contest, two police stations to work, VI7POL and HB20SP, and 3G or not 3G, that is the question. Now wait, there is more, much, much more, in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Ham radio news. Nobody does it better. We are VK1WIA.
The recent Affiliated Club Forum, which was held online on 30 July, was well attended. The forum attracted nearly 50 registrations and was chaired by President of the WIA, Scott Williams, VK3KJ. The forum was held to discuss with affiliated clubs the current consultations that are open for comment by our fellow amateurs. The forum was held in two parts. The first was introduced by the WIA Technical Advisory Committee Chair, Grant Willis, VK5GR, who outlined the changes being proposed to the way in which repeater and beacon licensing and frequency allocation is conducted, and the implications of the new ACMA-proposed FAP10 process. The forum also looked at the purpose and high-level design of the new Radio Communications Assignment and Licensing Instructions, RALI, technical standards for selecting amateur repeater and beacon frequencies. The second part of the forum was also introduced by the WIA Technical Advisory Chair, Grant Willis, VK5GR, who outlined the new 40-metre band plan consultation, what the identified issues are and what some of the areas that we are seeking feedback on. The online forum was recorded and will be available for viewing in the coming week. This has been WIA Director Chris Dimitrievich, VK3FY, now back to Graham and the rest of the news.
Australiana. The Senate Rural and Regional Affairs and Transport References Committee has delivered an interim report into the planned shutdown of Australia's 3G mobile network, recommending that the shutdown, set to take place at the end of this month, should be postponed. The committee's report recommends that the Minister for Communications should urgently meet with Telstra and Optus to delay the shutdown until they can prove the 4G network will provide coverage equivalent to or better than the coverage provided by the 3G network. The report went on, the government and industry should also audit the number and type of devices that will be affected and contact and help the owners of those devices, with a focus on devices that are likely to have a significant impact on public health, safety and business operations.
We are VK1WIA. Now, international news with VK2LAW Jason.
Hello. Leading this week's international news from India, a special workshop on wireless technology and its practical solutions was conducted for Rajkot Police Wireless Department at Gujarat, India last month. The venue was the Police Training Centre at Rajkot headquarters. International Coordinator of AMSAT India and the Amateur Radio Society of India, Mr. Rajesh Vagadia, VU2EXP, gave insight into various radio communication protocols, types of modulation, modes and various applications used in amateur radio and the police department. To the USA, the FCC has approved the launch of a low Earth orbit communications array of 5 satellites on V-band that is expected to open the door for US smartphones to make the use of space-based cellular broadband services across the nation. The satellites have been given the okay to operate in the 37.5 to 42 gigahertz range for space-to-earth communications and the ranges of 47.2 to 50.2 gigahertz and 50.4 to 51.4 gigahertz for earth-to-space communications. Still in the USA, Alabama Broadcasters Association named Carl Sampieri as its 2024 Engineer of the Year. He started as a ham radio enthusiast as a teen and still carries the call sign November 4, November Romeo Echo. he built most of the radio stations in the Tennessee Valley. Sampieri earned his first-class radio telephone license at age 18, then joined the Air Force as an airborne radio repairman and got a commendation for working with the Armed Forces Radio Thailand. Sampieri's first broadcasting jobs were in 1967. After leaving the Air Force, he moved back to Huntsville to work for WAAY-TV as an engineer. Sampieri recently retired as the engineer at Huntsville's iHeart Radio Cluster after 26 years. He's worked for nearly 20 years as chief engineer at WLRH Public Radio. Fun fact, it's said Huey Lewis's Heart of Rock and Roll is the first song played across every new transmitter Sampieri has turned on. His future plans include finishing renovations to his 100-year-old house in Madison, which features two 60-foot ham radio towers in his backyard. To news from Australia, MyGov. After account abuse, inconsistent processes, and lack of intel sharing uncovered, Services Australia will implement a range of security challenges and controls in MyGov by June 2025. After exploitation of the platform's single sign-in model and unlimited creation of accounts. The agency has committed to ensure sufficient and consistent verification steps are in place across its own services accessed via MyGov, Centrelink, Medicare and Child Support. But it will be up to other departments and agencies that run digital service delivery through MyGov to do the same on their ends to ensure consistency. A Commonwealth Ombudsman investigation found that where cyber criminals used stolen credentials to access a MyGov account, they generally faced no further challenges when changing personal details, bank accounts, or linking to other digital government services or accounts. Users may also not receive any indication of changes being made to their accounts. Once a customer is signed into their MyGov account, there are currently no additional security measures for high-risk transactions. The Ombudsman found. Services Australia advised this is because MyGov was designed to provide a single sign-on to securely access government services and reduce the need for multiple online accounts and passwords. To Ireland, the Irish Radio Transmitter Society, IRTS, is participating in the vibrant Dublin Maker 2024 Festival. This year's event will take place at the historic Richmond Barracks, Dublin, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Dublin Maker has now expanded to a two-day celebration, promising even more fun and innovation. This dynamic show-and-tell festival showcases a diverse range of creators, including tech enthusiasts, crafters, educators, tinkerers, hobbyists, engineers, artists, science clubs, students, authors, ham radio buffs, and commercial exhibitors. These talented makers from all ages and backgrounds come from all over Ireland and beyond to share their passion and creativity. And rounding up this week's international news from Alaska, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HAARP, will be conducting a research campaign August 13 to 16 and August 18 to 20 UTC, with operating times specified in the table. Operating frequencies will vary, but HAARP transmissions will be between 2.8 MHz and 10 MHz. Actual transmit days and times are highly variable based on real-time ionospheric and or geomagnetic conditions. All information is subject to change. This campaign is being conducted in support of research proposals from the Polar Aeronomy and Radio Science PARS Summer School, with over 25 unique experiments taking place. The theme of this year's program is Illuminating Space. The scientific goals of these experiments range from studies on the effects of ionospheric conditions on GPS satellite signals to the generation and propagation of extremely low-frequency and very low-frequency ELF-VLF waves. For VK1WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. Now, contest wise, 2024. August 17-18, Remembrance Day contest on this weekend. This contest commemorates the Australian amateurs who died during World War II and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve the operating skills of participants. A Lara contest, combined phone and CW run over 24 hours, starts Saturday 25th August at 0600 hours UTC, ends Sunday 26th August 2024 at 0559 hours UTC.
In this contest, OMs only score points for contacting YLs. YLs score points for contacting OMs and other YLs. The contest is about encouraging YLs to come up on the radio. We would also like our younger folk to come up on air via Scout or Girl Guide groups. All details for the contest can be found on our website, alara.org.au. Hoping to speak with you on the radio waves, this has been Leslie, VK5LOL, the Alara Contest Manager.
Oceania DX Contest, contest dates, times. Phone, the first full weekend in October each year from 0600 hours UTC, Saturday, to 0600 hours UTC, Sunday. CW, the second full weekend in October each year from 0600 hours UTC, Saturday, to 0600 hours UTC, Sunday. Log deadline for all phone and CW logs, 31 October. This year's contest will be held on October 5th and 12th. VHF UHF Field Day. Upcoming contest date and time. Spring 2024. 0100 hours UTC Saturday 23 November through 0059 UTC Sunday 24 November. 0400 hours to 0359 NVK6. Yoda contest. Youth on the Air Test 303 will be from 10 hours to 21.59 hours UTC on 29 December on the 5 Classic Band CW and SSB. Dick's Window to the World. We start with Paul, VK5PAS.
For 2024 National Police Week in Australia, a special event call of Victor India 7, Papa Oscar Lima, will be on air. The call will be acted between the 14th of September to the 29th of September 2024 to celebrate the 7th Annual National Police Week, a celebration of our nation's police. National Police Week includes the 15th Annual Wall-to-Wall Ride for Remembrance and National Police Remembrance Day on 27th of September. National Police Remembrance Day is a time to pause to honour the 826 Australian police officers whose lives have been lost while performing their duty. It's a time to remember police officers who have lost their lives through illness or other circumstances. VI 7 Papa Oscar Lima will be active on 10, 15, 20, 40 and 80 metres SSB, FT8 and FT4. More information on VI7POL, including QSL information, can be found on qrz.com. 73, Paul, VK5, Papa Alpha Sierra.
Thanks, Paul. And another police station to work is in Switzerland. Be listening for members of the Zurich City Police Radio Amateur Club throughout the year, operating as HB20SP. The club is marking its 20th anniversary. Unfortunately, no Bureau of QSLs, but you can use Logbook of the World. In HB20SP runs until December 31. Austria. OE100 Radio is active until the 31st of December, celebrating the 100th anniversary of regular radio transmissions in Austria in 1924. The station has been heard recently on the 40-meter band using CW. QSL via the Bureau. Bosnia and Herzegovina. E7100 Radio is the special call sign for the Bosnia and Herzegovina IAA Member Society to celebrate 100 years of amateur radio. Innovation, community and advocacy. QSL via the operator's instructions. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix VK for a few Q&A.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in Worldwide Special Interest Groups, it's astronomy and wireless weather. The moon is a constant in the night sky, but all is not actually what it seems. It turns out that scientists have discovered the moon is drifting away from Earth, and it's changing everything we thought we knew about our planet's relationship with its only natural satellite. It's also having a very real impact on the length of days on our planet, albeit at an incredibly slow rate. By moving away from Earth over the course of millions of years, the moon is simultaneously making the length of the average day longer. A study by a team at the University of Wisconsin-Madison focused on rock from a formation aged at 90 million years. By doing so, they were able to analyze the Earth's interactions with the moon 1.4 billion years ago. It turns out that the moon is moving away from the Earth at 3.82 centimeters a year. That means that, eventually, it'll result in Earth days lasting 25 hours. But that's in 200 million years' time. Set your alarm. Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, Parks on the Air, and other adventure groups. And today, it's news of a special VKFF get-together. Paul, VK5PAS, has the details.
Hi. This is Paul, VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra, the National Coordinator in Australia of the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, which encourages amateurs to get out into the field and operate portable from parks. In Australia, the program is known as VKFF, VK Flora and Fauna. Between Friday the 25th of October and Sunday the 27th of October 2024, a special event is being held at Bendigo, Victoria. It is the second annual VKFF National Get-Together. The event commences on Friday evening with a dinner at the Majestic Hotel Shamrock. On Saturday at the Lakeside Hotel Bendigo, attendees will enjoy a series of excellent guest speakers on topics surrounding park activating. There will be 12 presentations, and these include an introduction to the VKFF program, activating parks on King Island, satellites from parks, snake awareness and safety, and CW and digital modes from parks. Our MC for the day will be Chris, VK5 Foxtrot Romeo. The cost for attending the presentations is $20. On Saturday evening, we have our own private function room for an evening dinner with a guest speaker. Meals and drinks at your own cost. On Sunday morning, a barbecue breakfast will be held at the club rooms of the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club. The cost for the barbecue is $10. This will be followed by multiple VKFF park activations on Sunday. You must register to attend. Walk-ups will not be accepted. Registration is easy and can be completed by visiting the WWFF Australia website at wwffaustralia.com. Registration for the event closes on Friday the 11th of October 2024. Don't leave this to the last moment. Please register. This is a terrific event to catch up with fellow amateurs and learn a bit more about the VKFF program. No matter if you are an experienced park activator and hunter or never been involved previously. Thanks for listening. 73 Paul, VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra.
Thanks, Paul, and I look forward to catching up again in Bendigo. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. A Chinese Long March 6A rocket broke apart in low Earth orbit and formed a debris field with hundreds of pieces, confirmed by US Space Command. U.S. Space Com has observed no immediate threats and continues to conduct routine conjunction assessments to support the safety and sustainability of the space domain, the spokesperson said. NASA Public Affairs Officer Rob Margetta said there was no immediate threat to the International Space Station. Satellite monitoring company LEO Labs estimated there were at least 700 fragments created by the rocket's breakup, and that it's possible that the fragments could eventually descend to where the space station and SpaceX's Starlink satellites are located. Slingshot Aerospace said debris from the rocket poses a significant hazard to LEO, that is, low Earth orbit constellations below 800 kilometers altitude. In other space news, a new satellite carrying several amateur radio-focused payloads is now in orbit. Sonate 2 originates from Germany and features an APRS digipeater and VHF transceiver with SSTV downlink, sending images captured by onboard cameras. Frequency 145.880 MHz, modulation Martin M1 SSTV FM, the TX power of 500 milliwatts. APRS digipeater in half duplex operation is also aboard, 145.825, and all connection details are in this week's text edition of WIA National News, found at www.wia.org.au. The digipeater is only active when published at x.com/JMU space. When activated, it will transmit a greeting message every 2 minutes. Make sure to include Sonate 2 callsign DP0SNX in the APRS route. Frequency 145.825 MHz up-down and modulation 1K2 AFSK, protocol AX25 with a TX power of 500 milliwatts. Robusta 3A in orbit. When the long-delayed inaugural launch of the European Space Agency's new Ariane 6 rocket finally occurred on July 7, it suffered an upper stage failure that left some payloads in the wrong orbits. Fortunately, before the anomaly developed, a brittle and presumably cracked pressure monitoring line, the Ariane 6 successfully deployed Robusta 3A, a satellite with an amateur radio payload. The target was a 580-kilometre circular orbit with an inclination of 96 degrees. Robusta 3A carries a 9K6 GMSK AX25 store and forward digital system with a UHF transmitter output of up to 3 watts, a very powerful downlink. As the satellite is still in commissioning, operating protocols and uplink frequency have not yet been released. However, amateurs should expect something similar to the FalconSat 3 store and forward system that was popular until that satellite deorbited in January of 2023. Robusta 3A is currently transmitting short telemetry bursts on its International Amateur Radio Union coordinated downlink frequency of 436.750 MHz. Boeing performed a hot fire test of the 27 maneuvering thrusters aboard the docked Starliner space capsule, which could be the last test before the spacecraft's delayed return to Earth is approved. Astronauts Barry Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams, KD5PLB, took Starliner to the International Space Station on June 5th for what was to have been a 10-day test flight. Next up, Worldwide Special Interest Group's Lowdown. The first new long-wave radio station of the millennium. The decline of AM broadcast radio is a slow but inexorable process over much of the world, but for regions outside Australia, there's another parallel story happening a few hundred kilohertz further down the spectrum. The long-wave band sits around the 200 kilohertz mark and has traditionally carried national-level programming in Europe due to its increased range. Like AM, it's in decline due to competition from FM, digital and online services, and one by one the stations that once crowded this band are going quiet. In the middle of all this, it's a surprise then to find a new long-wave station in the works in the 2020s, bucking all contemporary broadcasting trends. Arctic 252 is based in Finland, with programming intended to be heard across the Arctic region, and aims to start testing in September. The 252 kHz frequency is shared with a station in North Africa that may hinder reception for some Europeans. But for those with long memories in northwestern Europe, we'll find it fairly empty as it's been vacated in that region by an Irish transmitter which used to use it. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Maritime, including ILLW News. ILLW August 24, on now. Lighthouses on the Air weekend takes place this weekend, and one DX light to listen for and work is Ballinacorty Lighthouse near Waterford in Ireland. They're using the same HF gear and setup this year that enabled them to work three of WeVK stations during the same event last year. Their hopes are high that they'll make just as many contacts around VK and the world as they did then, or even more. The ILLW attracts over 500 lighthouse entries located in over 40 countries. It's one of the most popular international amateur radio events. It's not a contest, and there are very few rules. It's also free, and there are no prizes for contacting large numbers of other stations. There are currently 312 lighthouses and their call signs registered. The complete list can be found on the ILLW homepage. 2024 Merchant Navy Day, September 3rd. Special Event Station GB0MND will be on the air to honour merchant seafarers of the world and the British Merchant Navy. GB0MND will be active on Merchant Navy Day, September the 3rd, from South Shields, a seafaring town on the northeast coast of England. Look for this special event station on HF, operating CW, SSB and digital modes. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA. With the latest YOTA news, it's over to Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Cole. 49 out of 49 sit and pass their ham radio exam. This month, Steve Goodgame, K5, ATA, Education and Learning Manager for ARRL, visited the Staten Island Technical High School. He was there to help administer amateur radio exams to 49 students, and all passed their exams. Several upgraded their licenses from general to extra class, and two students went from unlicensed to extra class in one sitting. Their teacher, Everton Henriques, KD2ZZT, has helped over 100 kids successfully test for their amateur radio licenses. He has built a program incorporating HF, local repeater use, fox hunting, and space communications, and has plans to incorporate mesh networking with his students this coming school year. Staten Island Technical High School began as a New York City public high school in 1988. In September of 2005, the school was granted the status as New York City's 7th specialized high school. Those are schools that are comprised of the most academically gifted and talented students. Congratulations to those students. How are we doing in VK land without youth? Please let me know so I can share the news. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney. Now back to you, Cole.
Thanks, Alec, and that wraps up the segment for this week. And just a reminder, the YLs from Alara will be presenting WIA News next week, so we look forward to that. Till next time, stay safe. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
Across Australia from VK1 WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. Across Northern VK7, it can be heard on repeaters VK7s, RAA, RAC, RAL and RWC. At 9 a.m. local time on Sundays and Tuesdays at 8 p.m. I'm Peter, VK7PD.
This is VK1 WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
2024, it's a date, and this weekend in VK3, Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club Radio Fest, August 18. Then the following weekend, VK4, Redcliffe Car Boot Sale, Saturday, August 24, at the Clubhouse, McFarlane Park, Kippering. In VK6, it's Perth Tech 2024, September 21 for 2 days at Gidgeganup. VK4, Gold Coast Hamfest, October 13 at Narang Country Paradise Parklands, 231 Beaudesert Narang Road, Narang. VK5, Amateur Radio Experimentist Group, Radio and Electronics Sale, Saturday, October 26, 10 a.m, David Roche Park, Kilbourne. VK7, Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3 in Hobart at the Sandy Bay Campus of UTAS. And VK3, Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17, Eastbourne Primary School, Alambie Avenue, Rosebud. Now next week, we'll have the ladies from Alara along the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association. They'll be presenting the news, and they'll also, as you should be too, be taking part in the 44th Alara Contest. That's next weekend. So now, until next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.